Britain's upcoming exit from the European Union dominates the news headlines in Europe. It cast a shadow over last month's election in the UK and the recent G20 summit in Germany. It's the topic of family arguments over many British dinner tables. And as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports, it's even upended the search for love.
Outside a London pub on a sunny afternoon, pints of beer in hand, Brittany Cornwell and Amy Hussey are gabbing about their love lives. They're in their early 20s and work together at a bank around the corner. They say one topic seems to come up more than ever on dates these days: Brexit. Here's Amy.
No, you can't afford it. It's always a topic.
She voted to leave the European Union and is getting razzed for it.
By my work colleagues. By Brittany in particular.
Because her friend Brittany voted Remain and says she doesn't want to hang out with Leave voters. Would Brittany date a Leave voter, I ask?
It depends how hot they are.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
So they have to be hotter than a Remainer?
I don't know.
They're joking, but many British singles are not. Since the EU referendum a year ago, people have started posting how they voted, leave or remain, on their dating profiles on apps like Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com. John Kershaw, an app developer from Manchester, spotted a market.
It took us, I think, a few hours from deciding that Better Together Dating is like a really cool name to having it in the app stores.
Better Together Dating is a smartphone app that bills itself as Tinder for the 48%. That's the proportion of British voters who chose Remain in last year's EU referendum.
So you log into Better Together, you get a nice little EU flag with hearts in it, and then it's just a list of people nearby and you can star them or you can chat in the app, you can send each other messages and all that. Fun stuff.
Another company is crowdfunding to create a dating app called Remainder. Same kind of thing. But there's no app, at least that I could find, for Leave voters.
I suppose for Leavers, you know, they won the referendum, didn't they? So there's no sense of alienation or, you know, a thing like that.
Sam Freeman voted Remain and uses the Better Together app for a little respite from the Brexit arguments that dominate dinner tables across the UK these days.
I've had plenty of arguments with people over it. I mean, I think the bulk of the people at work disagree with me. My parents both voted Leave, strongly disagree with what they thought.
He just doesn't want to fight those battles on a date, too. He's on other apps and he says he always swipes left, that means not interested, when he sees profile photos with the word Leave emblazoned on them or with a nationalist flag in the background. But it's not all about politics. There's even a bigger deal breaker for Sam in these apps, something that always makes him swipe left.
It's always a little bit worrying when every photo has a cat in it. I mean, that's always a bad sign. And I'm allergic to cats, so.
Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.